It's the Saturday morning huddle, and it's on Mix 101.7, and focusing now on Pocahontas area, and joined in the huddle by Indians co-head coach Mike Ain, as Pokey, now 2-1, as they win their district opener last night in Manly over Central Springs, 38-6. And coach, did you dominate all night as much as the final score would indicate?
You know, we played well. We played well all night, Ryan. We started out, we really had a fast start. We came out and we got the ball right away and had a real nice drive down to score a touchdown. And then defense came out and they ran two plays. We forced a fumble, got that, and we scored again and made it 14-0, just like that, with about 5 minutes gone on the clock. So It was definitely a fast start, and our kids played hard all night.
And how did your scoring plays come about, and who put it in the end zone for you each time you found the end zone?
Well, Tanner Youngberg had a great night receiving. He had four catches, 106 yards, two touchdowns. One was for 11 yards, and then one was for 15, I believe. And then Tyler Case, our running back, had three touchdowns, runs of 33, 2-1. We had some good scores and some good drives, and our offense played pretty well all night.
I know this is only your second year with the program, but Pokey football has been primarily known as a running team, and you mentioned Tanner's progress and the job he's been doing at wide receiver, and to add that throwing dimension this year has certainly got to go a long ways.
Yeah, you know what? You know, Connor Schoening, our quarterback, and our receivers, and Tanner, you know, Tanner had a big game last night, but our receivers have done a really nice job of catching the ball and running their routes. And Connor is really, you know, turning into a nice throwing quarterback, and he's making improvements every day. You know, he's doing the right things to make himself a better quarterback, and you know, it's starting to show dividends. Last night we threw for 139 yards. You know, the last couple of games we've thrown for close to 100 yards each game. So it's definitely a good part of our offense, and opened some holes with the rushing game too.
Well, you spoke of the fumble recovery that you guys got, which led to your second score early on. If you could break down the defense a little bit more and the job they did.
Well, the defense played great all night long. Now we gave up right around 170 yards total offense, and did a nice job against their run. We got they scored on a long pass play. They just got snuck behind us, and it was kind of that one bad play at night. And really, the defense played well the whole night except for that one play. And up front, our front guys did a great job. Our linebackers, really made a lot of tackles, and Tanner Youngberg had another interception last night. So, our guys are starting to figure it out, and they're playing pretty well.
So, Pokey with the win, coach. And I know your Steelers, unfortunately, came up short on Thursday. You guys win last night. If your Cyclones can get it done today over the Hawks, 2 out of 3 for Mike Ain wouldn't be that bad.
That would be a good start. That would be a good weekend of football for me, yes.
And next week, Pokey will be on their home field taking on Eagle Grove. And again, 38-6, Indians defeat Central Springs, now 2-1 on the year. And Coach Ain, thanks as always for the time, and we will talk again next Saturday.
Well, thanks for having me, Ryan.